the fortress of freedom in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Monday, April 22nd, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three, whatever happened to Betomania? Remember when the lefties all over cable news were crowing about the fine young prince of Democrat politics? Where is he now? Looking for new staffers, we're told, as people are fleeing his campaign already. We'll have the latest. Two, Christians are targeted and slaughtered on Easter Sunday. Yes, they're called Christians, but neither Barack Obama nor Hillary Clinton dared to use the C word when tweeting about the killings, but they've never worried about using words like Jewish or Muslim. Weird, huh? And number one, the Mueller report is out, as you know, and the bottom line has there was no collusion or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians, none. Trump beat Hillary at the polls, period. Here in Forgotten America, people are ready to move on. They are tired of the nonsense. Democrats continue this whole mess at their own peril. That I can assure you. Democrats continuing to beat this dead horse are doing so at their own peril because it will come back. So here is what we've learned, and we've had a chance now for two or three days to digest this, to listen to the people blather on cable news, trying to find something to hang their hat on. But Bob Mueller and his team, that included nearly two dozen prosecutors and 40 or more FBI agents over the course of nearly 2 years, could not establish the existence of a conspiracy or collusion. Put another way, it means failed to establish, or even more accurate, reveals Mueller does not have evidence, any evidence, to find President Trump or any American, for that matter, worked with the Russians to interfere with the 2016 election. It's a slam dunk win for the president and a walk-off home run for his administration. That's what it is. It is a staggering loss for the Democrats and their media handmaidens. But they didn't even blink while pivoting blithely away from collusion and trying to make the whole thing now about obstruction of justice. This too will fail, but they had to do something. After all, it was an all-hands-on-deck emergency. After more than 2 years of assuring everyone they had the goods on President Trump, his people, his family, they were all going to be let out in handcuffs and shackles. But the goods they had, well, they didn't. With the assistance of dozens of federal prosecutors and scores of FBI agents, Mueller failed to dig up enough evidence to support the original premise that there was a conspiracy of any sort, or collusion, if you will, with the Russians. There simply is nothing there. It's a $35 million dry hole. A $35 million dry hole. Guess what? There was no red phone to Vlad at the Kremlin. Never was, and such a narrative was bunked the entire time. It really was a hoax, a witch hunt, and a lie from day one. And from very early on, Mueller had to have known that. There's just no way that a guy with this kind of experience didn't realize quickly they were operating with very little substance. So he did the best he could because he knew the truth. He would have to know the truth early on. Bob, what is this you've got? This is it? Really, Bob, this is it? But Mueller was desperate to deliver something, anything to justify his $35 million charade. So he spent the better part of 400-plus pages of his report wandering through minutiae of interactions and non-events trying to create a narrative that President Trump may have done something wrong sometime, somewhere. Then Mueller did something totally unethical and far outside the norm. He threw a wrench into everything by changing the entire standard of his investigation altogether. The dirty trick, I would say, by throwing in the line, could not exonerate, which is cute because that has never been the standard for anything. A prosecutor either has the goods on someone or they do not. Exoneration, not the job of a prosecutor, and not something you'd put in a report. Mueller failed to produce anything of substance on collusion or obstruction. If he had, he certainly would have put it in the report. He came up empty altogether on collusion, so he aimed for obstruction and can only utter that he cannot exonerate the president. By that standard, any of us would be destroyed. Any of us. We could not withstand that. So now, a new part of the narrative is it's Attorney General William Barr's fault. Somehow he's carrying water for the president, you see, because Mueller failed to deliver on anything of significance or substance at all in his long-winded 400-plus page report that goes so far into minutiae that it's borderline absurd at times, so the Democrats are placing blame on Barr. But make no mistake, they're seeing the truth now in many progressive circles. This is why Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer have been out early to say the pursuit of impeachment is premature and would divide the country and all this nonsense. That's because they know it's not there. Of course it would divide the country, you idiots. Going after somebody with no evidence, no proof they did anything wrong, yes, that would definitely divide the country. That would be the actual epitome of the witch hunt. No, the truth is, such a foolish exercise would divide the Democratic Party as well and would do it for the last time. It may still, but others are understanding what a stunning loss the Mueller report was for the Dems. Adam Schiff, now finally admitting the pursuit of impeachment is very unlikely. Now, why is that, Adam? Why would the pursuit of impeachment be so unlikely, Adam? You told us for more than 2 years that you personally had plenty of evidence of collusion with the Russians. Where is it, Adam? Now is the time to put your cards on the table. Put up this evidence you've boasted about so often on CNN and MSNBC and any place else that would give you airtime. Let's see the evidence you've been talking about so much for so very long. Put up or shut up, pal. Have no fear, however. The brain trust of the Democrats, the freshman class, led by Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and Ilhan Omar, will still plow forward with their factless pursuit of Trump. And feckless, I might say. Factless and feckless. I, for one, am cheering them on. Because they will blather on about impeachment. I'm glad for it. It will show honest people just how dishonest many of the Democrats truly are. I do, however, have a word of caution for Gerald Nadler and some of the other more vapid members of the Democratic House Caucus. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. Calling Bob Mueller to Capitol Hill will do you more damage than good. Hear me again. Calling Bob Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill will do more damage to the narrative than good. Let me be clear. Bob Mueller will not provide one word more than was put into his just-released final report. Not one word. He will not play the games played by James Comey. Under oath, Mueller, in fact, may walk back some of the things Democrats have claimed his report proves. What they will learn is that by going to the same well too often can result in coming up dry again, or worse, it might lessen what they already have. If he begins to walk back the things that he has already testified about, he starts to say, you know, we didn't really have that. We thought about this. We talked about that. He starts to walk back some of the things that you do have. It gets to be even a weaker case for the Democrats and makes them look even more abusive in their treatment of the president, the administration, and the American people that voted for him. That's my first take on the Mueller report, in depth. It's 14 after. Good to have you here. By the way, it's going to be 75 degrees today, so you can forget all about this. Well, if you haven't already, you can forget all about the Mueller report and get outside and enjoy it in southern Michigan. Yes, sir. Welcome to the week. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey,